When you're taking the first steps down a career path, it can feel like you're taking a big leap into the unknown. On the flip side, if you've been walking that road a while, chances are you have picked up a trick or two. You've learned some things. Our Work in Progress series highlights conversations between two people at opposite ends of the same career path. Today, we hear from two women who are working in the skilled trades, jobs like electricians, plumbers, and construction workers, a field where women make up only around 9% of workers.
My name is Grace Trudell. I'm a business representative with the IBEW Local 58 in Detroit. I started my apprenticeship back in 99 and got my journeyman's card in 2004, and I also chair the women's committee for our local.
My name is Samantha Forsyth. I just finished the WIST Women in Skilled Trades Apprenticeship Readiness Program, and I am interested in applying for the apprenticeship for the electrical union.
When did you first realize that you wanted to be an electrician?
I never really thought it was really even an option. You go through high school and they are always pushing, you have to get a college degree or you're not going to make it anywhere.
Right.
So I went the college route right out of high school, but I couldn't afford to go full time.
Right.
So I was doing that part time and working full time, and it just
right.
wasn't working out for me. But my sister actually always changed her own brakes, you know, showed me how to change oil in my car. And I've always been a really hands-on learner, and I've always loved math. So my aunt actually came to me with this program. She just thought I was perfect for it because I'm a single mom now, too.
Yeah.
And so the thought of benefits and retirement, I did a couple job shadows with an electrician and saw the nature of the work. And
yeah.
I had a really great guy that I followed around, Courtney, that just showed me everything, the way things worked and sussing out the problems, you know, and the avenue he used to get to that solution. It was just really inspiring and really exciting. So, but when did you want to become an electrician? You said you didn't do it right out of high school.
Oh, no. I didn't get started until 99. And actually, I was married at the time. And my brother-in-law was a cement mason, a teacher at their apprenticeship. And he had a booklet that listed all the trades from A to Z. At that time, I was working with kids, you know, and I had been for like 8 or 9 years. So as I was looking through that book, I was like, working with kids, we do crafts, and I was always good with my hands. And I've done work around the house, and I helped him, you know, with our cement driveway. But as I was looking at it, I was looking at what careers paid the most, first of all, and which ones I qualified for. And that was either a plumber or an electrician. And the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I don't want to really be dealing with toilets that much. So I decided I'm going to give the electrical field a try. So I go on the job, and I'm just in awe. It was exciting. And then the first time I went into an auto plant, I was still in awe. And then the first time I went to the steel mill, I felt like a little ant, and I was still in awe about, you know, all the different things. So what do you hope your life looks like in the future if you get accepted into the program?
I'm really actually excited about the hours from 6 to 3, basically, or 7 to 3. Before this, I was a bartender, a server. I was always working at night, you know, working way into the early hours in the morning. And it's so frustrating when you go to work and it's dark, and you get out of work and it's dark. And
it's winter in Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. And I had a job as a landscaper for a little while. And I just loved those hours, just getting up early in the morning, doing physical work, and being done by 3 or 4 in the afternoon and still having the rest of your day. I'm really excited about that, and just the steady pay and just the benefits and the security, you know, being a single mom, just having that insurance and, you know, retirement. There's room for advancement, you know, and it makes your future just look so much brighter. What kind of person do you think you need to be successful in this type of trade?
I think someone with a strong will and determination, someone that has a thick skin, obviously. This is definitely one of those careers that there's going to be some negativity around you just because you're a woman. That can be hard at times, but it takes, like I said, it takes a special type of person, strong-willed, strong determination, and someone that's focused on what they want, their end goals. And it's definitely a physical job, too.
Yes, for sure.
which is nice because, yeah. You know, most people pay for gym memberships. This one, you don't have to because you can go to work, get paid, and, you know, still stay fit. What are some of the things that you see positively in the future for this trade?
I really am very inspired by just the WISP program in general, committees like yours that are really pushing women to get into this trade. We went through the statistics. It's only like 9% of the construction trade is women. What I want to see is just more inclusion, you know, on the job site. You know, I want it to be not abnormal to see a woman, you know, mm-hmm. in a hard hat. Do you have any tricks actually getting into the field of things that would help me along the way?
Just be honest, you know, look people in the eye and tell them why you want to do this, what your experience has been in the past. Working as a bartender definitely gives you some people skills that, you know, they might not be the greatest people at the time. They might be the nicest person in the world, but give them a few drinks and they're not so great to deal with. But you're dealing with that already, right? First year with us is pretty much, you know, safety, because that's a huge thing. And I think that's another thing, too, that women may be a little bit more apt to, because we're not dealing with the machismo, you know, of like, oh, I can do this, I don't need that. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute, I could actually get hurt by doing this. And the safety rules are in effect for a reason. And as being moms, we all know how multitasking can be and working in chaos. So, yeah, I mean, there's days that, you know, you got all these big, heavy equipments, you know, beeping around you, and you got people yelling at each other, and you got, you know, saws going over here, cutting this, and sparks flying, and you just got to stay focused in that. So that's something I think women are good at, too, is, you know, the multitasking and to be able to tune out certain things.
You can get lots of practice of that as being a mom.
Exactly. Do you have any, hesitation on getting into the trade? Do you have any concerns, or is something that, you know, kind of scares you from making that leap?
I mean, going into something brand new that you've never had any exposure really to on a daily basis is always going to be intimidating. Learning a completely different career path than I ever thought. And at my age, I'm 35. Trying to start all over again, it feels like, mm-hmm. doing something new is a little intimidating. And just being a woman in general in a man's world, so far I've been greeted with nothing but amazing gentlemen to help me along the way. But I know, you know, that you're going to feel a little lost at first. You're going to feel a little, you know, the odd man out or odd woman out.
Yeah, for sure.
On a construction site.
You know, it's always kind of scary to go into the unknown, but knowing what the outcome is on the other side, you know, and looking at your son, looking at him and saying, you know, this is what mom did, and he's going to look at you with a lot of pride, too. So that's pretty cool.
That was Grace Trudell, a union rep with Detroit IBEW Local 58, and Samantha Forsyth, a recent graduate of the Women in Skilled Trades pre-apprentice program.